Social media is spitting mad over a video that went viral this week. It shows a bear who seemed to have been lured to a garbage can being hit by American Josh Bomar with a spear attached to a GoPro camera. The video appears to show Josh Bomar laughing afterwards with friends.
Can you believe this? Oh my gosh.
He says, I smoked him. Animal rights activists and even some hunters are outraged. The bear was mortally wounded and left to struggle before dying. Shades of Cecil the Lion. And a cautionary tale about posting on social media. What else is happening in that often bruising world? Kate Somers-Dawes is deputy managing editor at Mashable. She joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Robin.
And let's look at the Olympics because, boy, social media has been all over the Olympics, you know, mostly cheering on competitors, but also, boy, the boos from the sidelines have been amazing. American gymnast Gabby Douglas, who did phenomenally well in London in 2012, came back. She was part of the team gold at this Olympics, but didn't qualify for the individual all-around finals, got seventh on the unevens, where she struggled a bit. Let's listen.
Oh, my goodness.
You can see there just... almost didn't make it over that bar, but what a fight she gave to stay on the bars.
Okay, so, you know, didn't have a good day on the uneven bars, but how did social media respond?
So she was called disrespectful and, quote, disgusting for standing at attention instead of saluting the flag on the podium during the team win last week. You know, her patriotism was questioned, which is, you know, sort of unusual for somebody who's competed so strongly for the U.S. and, you know, since she's a little kid and since 2012, certainly. There's also sort of some absurdity to the comments. Users made negative remarks about her hair, insinuating that it didn't look good enough or it didn't look done enough while she was competing. And that's a comment that had, you know, come in the 2012 Olympics, too, which is also sort of a strange way to talk about an athlete.
Yeah, and the thing about social media is that it gets repeated. It gets Xeroxed, if you will. It gets copied. And so when she's meeting the media afterwards, they're asking her about the social media, you know, and not asking her about her events. And the Washington Post reports that she found a quiet place to just cry. And then that brought another response. The Ghostbusters actress Leslie Jones started a hashtag for Gabby, hashtag Love for Gabby USA. Tell us about Leslie Jones, what happened to her, and then what happened with this hashtag.
That's right. Sure. Leslie Jones. So she's also an outspoken Olympics fan of her own, you know, in her own right. But she is an actress from Ghostbusters. She's a star on Saturday Night Live. She was briefly chased off of Twitter in July by Twitter trolls herself who attacked her for appearing in Ghostbusters. It seemed to be a group of people who didn't believe or think that that women should be allowed,
African-American
allowed to star
women,
as Ghostbusters.
She's another black woman.
That's right, another black woman, and there was definitely a outright racist tenor to some of these critiques. And she came back to the service in July and got a lot of attention herself in August for offering exuberant, hilarious Olympics commentary on Twitter.
Her tweets have been so successful. The Olympics actually brought her there. I know she's been sending out some audio. Most of the stuff is complete expletive. We can't play it, but do you have one there?
Sure. Here's a great tweet from Leslie Jones.
USA, we slay all day, and we don't play, and we here to stay. USA.
And what was the response to her supportive hashtag for Gabby, hashtag Love for Gabby USA?
Yes, exactly. So she seems to have started this hashtag Love for Gabby USA. That tweet had 6,500 retweets, and there were hundreds of tweeted replies saying that Douglas had made the USA proud, not to listen to the bullies, that no one can take away her achievements. So, you know, as quickly as Twitter users can jump to tear someone down, I think there's an equal, if not larger, group of people who are ready to build someone back up, and they showed that in that response.
And just briefly, Kate, the images of young people reacting to American swimmer Simone Manuel's gold medal in the 100-meter freestyle last week, the first African-American to win an individual swimming event. Talk about just a couple of the images online.
That's right. She made history last week in the sport of swimming, and an incredibly popular tweet that was posted after she won was actually tweeted by gymnastic champion Simone Biles, who tweeted an image of herself with Simone Manuel that's just simply said Simone times two. That inspired many people online. It had 32,000 retweets and 91,000 likes as of today, with just a litany of enthusiastic responses from people who said that they cried watching both of them compete. LeBron James even posted an image of the pair of Simones on Instagram, and his caption was, "Congrats, young queens, truly inspiring for so many, especially young Black girls. My daughter was watching with me." And there were many parents, too, who posted images of their young daughters at the pool. One user posted an image of her daughter in front of Manuel on the television, and the little girl had her hand raised up in the air, and the caption said, "I got next."
That is great. Kay Summers-Dawes, Deputy Managing Editor at Mashable, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Robin. Glad to be here.